Hello, welcome to the Meddling Kids Podcast, your groovy review of Scooby-Doo. I'm Julie Kinn, and today I am using Facebook Live, but I'll also put it on the podcast feed, to reach out to you all in a different way, because I want to abuse this platform, of course. Here's the thing. I've heard from a few of our listeners that you are having kind of a tough week. So I wanted to talk to you all about dogs and tacos. Please ignore the microphone over here. I just want to make sure I can get this out in multiple ways. I've got rustly pages here of notes as well. Anyway, I want to start by just talking about how Scooby-Doo handles stress and what he does when he's having a hard time. Because we all know Scooby-Doo gets very scared at times. Of course, that happens in every episode. But Scooby also feels sad. I mean, just think about his face when Shaggy falls through a hole in the floor or Daphne is abducted again and again and again. But even though Scooby is sad and scared and sometimes has to be literally thrown into situations where he's uncomfortable, usually he actually faces his fear. Not overcoming it necessarily, but he does face his fears. Sometimes it needs to be with bribery from a Scooby snack, and often it's just because Shaggy really needs him or one of his other friends. And I've always really liked that about this show. I find that aspect of it really relatable, and it especially reminds me of when I was a young adult suffering with depression. I want to talk about dogs and tacos, because when I was in some of my hardest times, and when I would ask myself, what's the point of even being here? I always at least had dogs and tacos, right? I always knew there were dogs that needed my help and that there were tacos that I had not yet eaten. And I would literally say to myself, Julie, you have to stay here because you need to help dogs. Or Julie, you haven't even tried fish tacos yet. And now I love fish tacos. Jason, I noticed you put that on Facebook. Me too. Fish tacos. Dogs and tacos didn't completely eliminate my depression by any means. I needed therapy and medication and lots of other stuff. But dogs and tacos did get me through some hard times. And so I want you to think about that too. What are your dogs and tacos? For Scooby, it's Shaggy and Scooby Snacks. What is one person or animal or group that really needs you or that benefits from you being here? And what's one food or one really enjoyable activity that no matter what, you are never going to get sick of it? For me, it's tacos. For Scooby, it's Scooby snacks. For you, it might be reading mystery books or eating ice cream. Whatever it is, I want you to think about that. And I want you to hold on to it and arm yourself with it because it'll be your weapon against self-doubt. Here's the bottom line, is that we need you. We need you alive, whether or not you're sad, or whether you're anxious, or scared, or even whether you're allergic to dogs. It doesn't matter. You are needed, and we need you here. Because, really, it does get better. I promise, it really does. And also, you know, anxiety and depression, they're normal, and it's also really treatable. Did you also know that helping others can reduce some of the symptoms of depression? I'm not making this up, I promise. It's in the literature, widespread. And there's so many ways that are easy and fun to give back. For example, if you like dogs, and I think you do, even just going to the shelter and petting the dogs that are up for adoption, that's a really nice way to give back. First of all, you get to pet a dog, that's awesome, but you're also helping socialize the animals, which is really important. I mean, you can reach out to your local school, your library, your synagogue, your church, and just say, hey, how can I volunteer for an hour? It's the kind of thing that doesn't take a lot of effort from you, but really can have good payout. Also, did you know there are hundreds of kinds of salsa out there? Seriously. So if you think about all the kinds of salsas, all the kinds of fillings, all the shells, there are infinite permutations of tacos. I know you haven't tried all of them yet. I want you to check out the discussion threads we've got on the Meddling Kids podcast and Scooby-Doo discussion group, because we've got threads about your favorite ways to feel better when you're feeling down, ways you like to help your community, and the best kinds of taco recipes. Me, I like to put French fries in my tacos. You should try it. It's delicious. And feel free to share your dog and taco story too. But keep in mind, even though I'm a psychologist, I'm not your psychologist. I'm your weird friend who is strangely obsessed with dogs and Scooby-Doo. If you really need help right now, even if you don't really need help, you just think maybe you need help, reach out to the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You don't need to be actively suicidal to call. If you're feeling down and just want to talk to another human or chat or text with another human, it's a great resource. It's 800-273-8255, but you should just look it up online. It's suicidepreventionlifeline.org, or just Google suicide prevention. It'll be the first thing that comes up, and it's a really great resource. Like I said, I'll be putting this out on the podcast feed too. And if you look at the show notes, I'm going to put some really good mobile apps and other resources that are all free and really helpful for depression, anxiety. And if you know someone who could benefit from this, share it with someone you love, or just someone you like, or even someone you dislike. I don't care. That's fine. Just share it. Also, thanks so much to Tiff Franks, who moderates our Scooby-Doo discussion group. No, our Meddling Kids podcast and Scooby-Doo discussion group. Tiff, I could not do this podcast without you. And I hope you're sleeping right now because you live in England. I'm looking at the thing. Okay, good. Be asleep, Tiff. And also, just remember, next time you're eating a dry taco without any salsa, you would have gotten away with it if it weren't for us meddling kids.